الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I'm not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's topic or subject will be depression. That's D-E-P-R-E-S-S-I-O-N. Again, that's depression. D-E-P-R-E-S-S-I-O-N. Depression. I'm going to get into it a little bit in a few moments on what it is, but I'm trying to get my students to understand that this book of Allah, Kitab Allah, the Quran, and the Hadith, or the saying of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, they applied yesterday, they applied today to our lives, and also they would apply to our lives tomorrow. So I'm going to basically show you all how to work Quran or the Hadith of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, into your daily life and how it can help you become a better person or help you just through your day. Or for some people, just through the hour, just trying to get through hour by hour, not just the whole day. So just help you get through the hour, to get through the day, to get through the week, through the month, through the year. So that's what I'm trying to do here with this little bit of change in my presentation. I've been talking to you all for a long time about what Islam is and what Islam is not. And many of you know that and what it is, what it's not. And those who may be new to the class, you can already listen to some of the previous episodes and find out more about Islam and build your skills or knowledge about Islam. But what I'm going to do now is, like I've done in the past, but even more so, I'm going to really show you how to apply Islam to your daily life, or how it fits into your daily life. And this one we're talking about right now, depression. And some people suffer from depression or clinical depression. Well, I get into the definition of that later on. But right now, you could turn your Quran, and that's the only text that you are required to have for this class, which is a copy of Quran. You can get it for free on whyislam.com or .org. You can get it for free. They send it to you. English, Spanish, French, whatever the language that you speak. They send it to you. Although, keep in mind that the original Quran, the Quran itself, is in the Arabic language. And then everything else is a rough translation of the Arabic. So I just want you all to also understand on that. I pray that you find out more information about Islam, and maybe you'll become Muslim. That's your choice, of course. And also that maybe you learn the Arabic language, unless you already know it, and then you'll be able to understand the Quran a little bit more, or explanation a little bit more. because some words in English may not line up with the words in Arabic or Spanish or French, Urdu, whatever language that you speak or whatever is your first language. So we're going to look at right now chapter 94 in the Quran. So you all turn to the back of your Qurans. The back, I would guess you call it that, because 114 chapters in it, and go to chapter 94. It's a very short chapter. It basically it only has 8 verses to it. So I'm going to read it. I was going to read it in Arabic, but I'm going to read it in the English. This particular surah, and it says here, in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it says, O Prophet, we have not expanded your breasts for you, made it wide, made it illuminating, that kind of thing, the breasts of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. And if you look at the story of the Prophet Muhammad, there was twice where his chest was opened up, and his heart and all was washed out with the water from Zamzam. Zamzam, Z-A-M-Z-A-M. And you read about Zamzam, Zamzam water, and the different strong blessings from drinking the Zamzam water. And so they opened up his chest, and which is the angel Gabriel opened up his chest and washed out his chest, his heart, with the Zamzam water. And maybe it made it more illuminating. It took whatever sins, whatever from it, whatever doubt from it, they took it from the chest of a Prophet Muhammad, and peace be upon him, and made it more enlightening. And so I won't get into that right now. That's not our topic. And so it says here, O Prophet, we have not expanded your breast for you, and relieve you from the burden which weighed down your back and exhausted your frame. Surely, with every difficulty, there is relief, meaning, inna ma'a usra yusra. Surely, every difficulty is relief. Inna ma'a usra yusra. And I say it twice. Allah said it one time and then he emphasized it, saying, inna ma'a al usri yusra. Then he said again, inna ma'a al usri yusra. And surely, with every difficulty there is relief. I want to focus on these two verses, but that's really what this particular class is all about. I'm going to read the rest of it, though. And it said, therefore, when you are free from your daily tasks, devote your time to the labor of worship. Some say when you're free from eating, then you get into the worship of Allah. For example, if we have food in front of us and a hot meal right in front of us, and then we eat our meal first and then we make prayer, because more than likely we're probably thinking about the food, and the food will be getting cold. But the thing is, it emphasizes that we should go in and eat our food first, and then we make the prayer. Take care of that daily chore of ours, and then we labor with worship of Allah. Again, it says, and when you are free from your daily labor, the daily task, devote your time to the labor of worship. Then lastly, it says, and turn all your attention towards your Rabb. So here, I want to again just focus on I think it's ayat 5 and 6, where it talks about فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. For every difficulty there is relief, for every difficulty there is relief. Because a lot of us go through a lot in life. A lot of things we go through in life, and it weighs heavy on our shoulders. It is difficult for us to deal with or to carry. And so Allah is there and is ready to help us. He said, if you need help, seek help from me. Ask of me. Allah is there to help us and to also to relieve us of what we're going through. whatever difficulty we may be going through, Allah will relieve us from that if we rely on Allah. Because Allah informs us twice. It informs us that with difficulty there is ease. And then he also reaffirms this information by repeating it. Surely every difficulty there is relief. Surely every difficulty there is relief. So we don't worry about it. We're going through something right now. Maybe as I speak, in this particular episode, I'm talking to you all, and you just went through something, and you probably wonder, like, man, how am I going to handle this thing? What am I going to do? This situation, that situation, it only seems to be getting worse. What am I going to do? Then you tune into the right episode, because I'm going to tell you, get you to recognize something. Maybe you are depressed. I'm going to talk a little bit about clinical depression, just a little bit. And then you ask Allah for the relief and ask Allah for the help. And don't be afraid to ask of Allah. He will grant it to you. He's going to look out for you. Particularly if you worship him and you obey him, Allah is going to look out for you and do what you need done in order for you to get things accomplished. And so let's go to clinical depression, which is a mental health disorder characterized by persistently depressed mood or loss of interest in activities, or cause a significant impairment in daily life. Does it sound like you? That you have a depressed mood, loss of daily activity, or impairment of daily life? And also can be added on possible causes, including a combination of biological, psychological, social sources of distress. Something's going on. Something bothering you. Social sources of distress. Some psychological thing going on. Some biological things going on. Maybe you got injured or something, or had some wound. And so it's troubling you. It's bothering you. You can't function like you used to function. You can't walk like you used to walk, or talk like you used to talk. You can't do that anymore because of something that's going on with you. And so for us as Muslims, we raise our hands up and we ask Allah for help. We ask Allah to please help me. You know my situation. You know what I'm going through. Brings ease to me and comfort to me, and help me out of the situation that I'm going through, or help me to deal with what I'm going through. Again, it says, in the ma'a usri yusra, for every difficulty there is relief. And so let's move on. It's also, we're talking about increasingly you have research that suggests that these factors may cause changes in a person's brain function, including an altered activity of certain natural, what you call circuits in the brain. So I won't go into that too much. That's not really our class. The persistent feeling of sadness or loss of interest that is characterizes major depression can lead to a range of behavioral and physical symptoms. So you're talking about feeling sad, you're talking about a loss, you may have or experiencing major depression, which may range from your behavior, acting a different way, a certain way, or some kind of physical symptoms may be impacting the individual. I'm saying it because you may be going through something and you don't know that you're going through it. You may be clinically depressed and you don't know that you're going through it. So let me move on. These may include changes in sleep, appetite, energy level, concentration, daily behavior, or self-esteem. All these things may be impacted by depression, meaning your sleep, you don't sleep as well, your appetite change, you don't eat as much, or you eat too much, your energy level change, you just feel lower energy, you don't feel like getting out of bed, you don't feel like doing anything at all. So you may be clinically depressed, and that may be what's going on with you. and your self-esteem is like, it's like you almost don't have any. You don't, I'm not important. I don't care anything about myself. I'm nothing. And so also, depression can also be associated with thoughts of suicide. And in Islam, since we're on this area right now, suicide, it can cause suicide. Or you want a desire to suicide. Only way I get out of this, I got to end my life. And so Islamically, that's something that we don't do. Islamically, we don't commit suicide. Do people do it? Perhaps. But Islamically, they're not supposed to do that. And our belief is if a person commits suicide, then one of the punishments that they will receive is that they will continue to commit that act in the hereafter. In other words, if a person decides they're going to jump out the window, for example, and then, of course, they see the ground coming up at them, really, the ground not coming up, you're going towards the ground. And so once you do that and you die and you're on the sidewalk and you're bleeding and the like, and so you will continue to see this over and over and over again, which is be part of your punishment for taking your soul, for taking your life. So deciding, nah, I want to die now, and this is the way I want to die. Or you cut your wrist, or whatever people do in order to commit suicide. Islamically, this is something that we don't do. This is not something that we're supposed to do. No matter how much shaitan, or may Allah curse him, puts it to your mind to do it, you want to solve your problem, then go out and do this. Commit suicide. Take your life. It's not you. You didn't give it. You didn't give your life. Allah gave your life. So what right do you have to take your life? And so sometimes people that feel depressed, they feel hopeless. They feel they don't have their self-esteem and may be low. And so this individual may say, this may also all be associated with depression. And so they may have thoughts, suicidal ideation, thoughts of committing suicide. Also, I want to go on, and that is, the mainstay of treatment is usually medication, talk therapy, or a combination of the two. These are a couple of types of treatments for a person who is depressed. Medication or therapy, and sometimes you may go to an herbalist and they may say certain herbs will help you to calm you down so you don't have this depressive mood that you have right now. And so those are just some things that you can do. And of course, above all those three that I mentioned, you make dua and make supplication to Allah and ask Allah to help you. Allah is well aware of what's going on with you, and that you ask Allah to help you out your situation so you don't have these suicidal ideations or these thoughts of committing suicide, which is not a healthy thing and not something that we should be doing as human beings. I also want to mention, increasingly, research suggests these treatments may sort of neutralize brain changes associated with depression. Now, you're talking about the herbalist, taking herbs, the medication, the treatment, and above all, asking Allah for help, and it may neutralize the changes in the person's brain and helps a person to go to maybe not think in terms of committing suicide or being depressed, and may think in terms of being more happy and satisfied with themselves. Again, the only reason I pulled this subject out and talking about this subject of depression, and one one of my episodes I talked about grief. And so I'm talking about depression now. And you probably say, Imam, that it doesn't really have anything to do with Islam in focus and Islamic faith in focus. And yes, it does. Because I'm trying to show to you how you mix the two together. What's going on in our lives, our everyday lives, and how Islam can help you. Islam does not allow suicide, so you don't do it. And you ask Allah to give you strength, so you don't have these suicidal thoughts. and you're going through something with your depression, so you ask Allah to help you to get through your depressive mood, and that you don't have this depressive mood, and you don't have the mood that you want to, that you don't have self-esteem, you don't like yourself, you don't think you're valuable. You feel hopeless, and all these things that a person feel when they're depressed, and so you ask Allah to help you through what you're going through, and you make dua, you make supplication, and ask Allah to help you through what you're going through, and no matter what when you're going through it, you went through it yesterday, going through it today, or you're going through it tomorrow. Ask Allah to assist you with helping you through this thing. So let me just tell you some signs or symptoms of depression, so you'll be able to recognize it. Or you may say, well, Imam, I'm not depressed. So you may not even realize, yeah, you may be. And you may really need some help. Help from Allah first, and then you talk about the medicine, you talk about the treatment, you talk about herbs, all other ways that you can do it. I'm not going to tell you how to do it. I'll just tell you Islamically that the main thing that we do, that we go to Allah and we ask for help. That's the main thing that we as Muslims do. And so, we're talking about what are the signs and the symptoms of depression. First of all, you have persistent sadness or anxiety or kind of an empty mood. You might feel empty inside, like nothing going on. At one point, you were lively, you were happy, you were always smiling, that kind of thing. People love to be around you, but all you're talking about there now is just something sad. You don't want to live. People may not even want to be around you because you're just so sad all the time. And something you may not be able to control, because you may be sad because you just lost someone or lost something. So you're sad about that, a relative, a friend, or whatever. And so you're sad about that. I understand that. Or you tossed out of your home, or you're homeless, or whatever it may be, that don't have any money, or you're physically, something's wrong with you, or something going on with you, or the doctor told you you have this now, for example, cancer. So that's definitely going to make most people sad. I have cancer. It's kind of a silent killer. And then it goes all throughout the person's body. And then the person, of course, they're down about that. And they don't get the treatment or whatever, or don't recover. And then Allah can certainly take their soul. I'm just giving you an example of something that may make you sad, or made a person sort of have this empty feeling. Or one of those feelings like, why? Why me? And so let me move on. Also, you have the feeling of hopelessness, and also you're pessimist. You're pessimist, which is spelled P-E-S-S-I-M-I-S-M. So you're pessimism. And so basically this is the attitude that things will go wrong, and that people's wishes and aims are unlikely to be fulfilled. Also, a person who is pessimistic are people who expect bad things to happen to them and to others, or who are otherwise doubtful or hesitant about positive outcomes. So you may know a person like that. At one time, a person may be optimistic. They may be happy about things, but they became pessimistic because now they're very, very sad. Everything, no positive outcome taking place in their life or anyone else's life. That they feel like they have this thing like their wishes and their aims are more than likely not going to be fulfilled. And so this is one of the feeling or one of the signs of a person that may be a person that is depressed. Also, a feeling of a person being irritable, frustrated, or frustration, or restlessness may happen with the individual when you're talking about a person that may be depressed. Or the person may feel guilt, even feel, like I said before, about self-esteem, worthlessness, or helplessness. They may feel these things, a combination of these things, because of what they're going through. Because they're going through something right now. But we have to keep in mind that we ask Allah for help. Again, Allah says what? He said, for every difficulty, there is relief. And then he said it again. For every difficulty, there is ease or there is relief. So don't think that because you're going through something that is that it's a really heavy burden. I'm never going to be released from it. You ask Allah to help you. Allah's waiting for you to come to him and ask for his help. And Allah may help you immediately. He may help you later on. We don't know when the help of Allah is going to come, but for sure Allah's help will be there when you but we be there at times when you don't expect it, when you least expect it. They had we don't have anything to do with Islam, but it's a nice little saying, and that is, a man was making supplication, and he was saying to his Lord, he said, my Lord, he said, this is like what you call footprints in the sand. He was saying, my Lord, when everything is good, and I'm happy, and I'm optimistic, and everything is going well, and then, my Lord, I see two footprints in the sand. And I guess in his mind, it is the footprints of his Lord and his footprints walking side by side. And so, this is what he says. He said, yeah, everything's going well. Everything is good. I see two footprints in the sand. But whenever I'm going through something, I'm going through some heartache or sadness or depression, I only see one footprint in the sand. And so his Lord responded to him in this way. He said, yes, when everything's going well, I'm there by your side. Basically, you're seeing the two footprints in the sand. But everything not going well with you and you need assistance and help, is that's when I'm carrying you. And you see the only footprint in the sand is his Lord. I'm just saying what this particular poem or whatever it says about the footprint in the sand, with our footprints in the sand, which is very good, I think, and a very heavy thing, and very meaningful thing for what I'm talking about right now. And a person that is depressed, where you say right now you're good, everything's going well, you're not depressed, and you only see the two footprints in the sand, Allah is there with you, right by your side. Particularly if you're a worshiper of Allah, you believe in Allah, Allah's right there by your side. But then, something's going not well, you feel depressed, you feel not good at all, even by yourself, and feel hopeless. Maybe even, for example, you lost interest or pleasure in hobbies and activities, everything. I'm just worthless. And so at that time, there's only the one footprint in the sand, and Allah is carrying you at that time. Your footprint not there in the sand, because Allah is carrying you. He's taking care of you. He's answering your prayer. In the ma'usura yusura, for every difficulty, there is relief. There is ease. And so I want you all to keep this in mind, and that you can reread this particular chapter, which is chapter 94, particularly those particular verses that Allah repeats. And that is said that for every difficulty, there is relief, or surely, or indeed, for every difficulty, there is relief. So I want us to keep that in mind and rely on Allah. No matter what we're going through, we rely on Allah. If we feel depressed, we feel hopeless, we feel empty inside, something going on in our life to make us depressed, then we go to Allah and ask Him to relieve us of our depression and help us do it. And that Allah brings sakinah, a calmness upon you and those around you. Now, my beautiful students, to find out more about Islam or the Islamic faith. You can increase your knowledge of Islam through Why Islam, through the International Online University, or through the American Open University. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.